Hey, welcome to Sound Sessions. This is Michael and Kevin here on WGN Radio. You know, Kevin, we're in for Dave Plyer tonight.
Yeah.
The great and the one and only Dave Plyer.
We have a long history with.
We do.
We've worked with him quite a bit. We both produced his show, and
both got our start with Dave, and you know, a lot of listeners text in, and they often wonder where the hosts are and everything.
Yeah,
like
where's
that.
Dave? Where's Dave? Well, I know we're not Dave. That's okay, but
I mean, we can't all be Dave.
No.
But we decided, you know, it'd be good to like to catch up with him because we haven't spoken to him in a while.
Yeah.
But so why don't we give him a call or something?
You think
like
we
that?
Should?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's late, but he would recognize the number. I mean, maybe he doesn't answer, but it's, you know, we're calling from work.
It's us.
Right.
He likes
knows.
Us. He
knows. All right, let's give him a call. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see if he picks up. What do you think?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, we have a ring.
So far, so good.
I guess it's late. Maybe he won't answer.
Who knows?
Hello.
Dave, you're on WGN. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, that's nice.
Dave.
I can't take a vacation without being interrupted by YouTube.
No, Dave.
Oh, look,
we just...
everybody, the millennials want to be funny and call people in the middle of the night.
Dave.
Who am I, the mayor?
Dave, we just wanted to call and just say.
Did we hang up? Do you think he was mad?
He didn't sound too happy.
Let's call him back. Let's try one more time. He's up now, so maybe
he
just didn't understand.
Maybe he didn't know it was us. I mean, that could be.
I'm a little nervous now.
I'm kind of nervous, too.
I didn't mean to, like, make him angry.
Hello?
Dave, hey, what's going on? This is Michael and Kevin here at WGN.
Well, hey, guys, what's happening?
It's so weird before.
I hope we didn't, like, upset you. We didn't mean to. I know it's late, but we just wanted to say hi and thanks for, you know, letting us fill in for you.
It's an hour later, but that's okay.
That's true.
It's fine. I just needed to wake up a little bit. How you guys doing?
Doing well. So what's going on? I know you're on vacation right now. Where are you?
We are in Naples. We're in Naples, Florida, and looking out into the ocean right now. It's a little dark, but... But yeah, we're just chilling for 5 days. Kids are on a really late spring break because of Easter, so we're chilling out here where it's like 87 degrees. Beautiful.
Oh man, well,
so nice.
The weather is fine here, I guess, in Chicago. It's no Naples, Florida, though. Jeez,
yeah.
Man.
It's like the 50s there or something like that. I gotta tell you, we've been hanging out, really doing absolutely nothing, which is very rare. For me, because it's always on the go, so
right.
I've literally shut everything down except for this phone, obviously, and and we've been doing, you know, some good little tropical, you know, cocktails. But I did find a bar out here that has a chocolate old fashioned.
Interesting.
There we go.
Yeah, so they're doing some like bitters, and there's chocolate bitters, which I didn't even know they made chocolate bitters. But that's what I've been kind of. Sipping on in the evening just to relax myself a little bit.
No, that sounds really nice.
Of
man,
course.
Of course you'd find the old-fashioned state, the master of the old-fashioned.
I know.
That's right.
So, Dave, go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't expect to find, like, bourbon cocktails down here. Like, you know, everyone's doing pina coladas and hurricanes and all that stuff. So we're just... I'm just trying to find my way through and relax a little bit. We've only got a couple more days to go, being this Saturday night, Sunday morning. So, we're just chilling and enjoying each other. Actually, get to talk to each other.
Right. How nice.
Which is nice.
So I got to say, last week and later on tonight or this morning, we will be doing the This Is History segment. And it's such a different beast being on the other side of it, I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's a lot of work and a lot of love that goes into that.
How do you like that new theme that Duff and Bennett put together with all the crazy history moments, you know, dating back to the Beatles and all that stuff? Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, I love that. That intro is fantastic. It gives it a little bit of a feel because, like, before it was just that Sam Cooke song.
Which is a great song.
Right.
Also a good song.
You know what? It is also gives, because now we do like the full half hour, and that gives Roger a chance to get his butt out of the chair and Dave a chance to get into the chair. So it's like almost perfect timing for the two of them to get settled and do that transfer of power in the newsroom. to get it done. No, but I'm glad you're doing that too, because you know it's funny. I've always said this, and I said it to you guys too. When people fill in, you know, you want to kind of keep a little bit of that rhythm going of what people are used to,
right?
You know.
Absolutely. And, you know, it truly is an honor just even getting the chance to sit in for you tonight. So we appreciate
that. Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm glad you guys are there. What do you got coming up tonight? What are you doing?
Well, we talked to actually, we will be talking to your guy, Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. He's, you know, great. We've heard him on with you before, and he always does a great job. So we'll be talking some spring grilling tips and things like that from him. And then we'll have, you know, the draft is coming up, so we got Adam Hogue coming on with us to kind of preview all of that.
Cool.
But more importantly, you know, every time we fill in for you, we get all these texts. Where's Dave? What's going on with Dave? And we have, you know, we always tell him Dave will be back next week. Mm-hmm. So with that said, what do you have coming up?
Is it because I owe people money?
I hope not.
It's only 50% of the people who text in owe you money, Dave.
Just a small percent.
It's very small.
What do I got coming up? You know, it's the 125th. Here's something really cool. It's the 125th anniversary of the Chicago L Tracks. And the Chicago L, 125 years was like,
wow.
It was like the 1880s or something that the L's started operating in Chicago. Long before cars. I mean, there were still horses on the road and stuff. So Jeffrey Bear, you know, the other guy, he's done all those tours and stuff and is such a history expert. So I got him and somebody from the CTA coming on really to walk you through the history of how all that came together. Because trains back then, there was, you know, obviously – there were people, you know, they were using it for transportation, but they were really using it for hauling stuff. So to have a system built in a big city like Chicago like that, it must have been right after the Chicago fire.
Wow.
To put something like that together. But to think that, you know, these passenger cars have been in existence, I'm sure some of them that we're riding today are from back then.
Yeah, seriously.
You can tell. So, yeah, I got Jeffrey Bear. And then trying to work on, you know how I am, guys. I'm pretty aggressive when it comes to finding people. So Kevin James has a new show that's been on all season on CBS, and he's reuniting with Leah Remini from King of Queens for the season finale. So I think we might have Kevin James for this coming week or next. You guys are music guys, obviously. Kiefer Sutherland's in a band. Did you guys know that?
Oh, yeah. It's like a country band, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a whiskey and something. I can't remember the name of it. But, I mean, I love him as an actor in general. I mean, I loved him on 24 and all that stuff. But, yeah, he's a lot of these guys, that's kind of where it seems like they find their outlet is in music, you know?
Of course.
Like, very unexpected.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a good, like, relationship that you can build between the acting and music and everything. Well, Dave, we can't thank you enough for jumping on air with us and getting and sitting in the seat of Dave Plyer. It's a really good feeling.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for interrupting and waking me up. I appreciate it. And have a good show.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right, get back to bed, Dave.
All right, love you guys. See you. Bye.
Bye.
This is Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We'll take a quick break here, and we got plenty more in store. Thanks for listening. This is Sound Sessions on WGN.